Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and this is Wednesday. That's the 9th of October in 27 days until we deposit Donald J. Trump on the ash heap of history where he certainly belongs with Joe McCarthy. The two of them can enjoy sort of nirvana for maniacs, and you know, they can stay there for, I guess, eternity would be pretty much a good amount of time. So we'll see how that works out for them. In the meantime, yeah, we all know there's a storm, and it's not good. I have actually a sister-in-law and, well, actually a sister-in-law and a brother-in-law who are in Florida, and they've gone as far south as they can get in order to avoid what's heading for Tampa, which is where they live. And I have to say that it's sort of a shame when I think about it, when I think about what they have in Tampa at the moment and what they're likely to have in Tampa very soon, which means nothing. All wiped out, probably. And that storm is currently, it's like 165, 170 miles per hour. It doesn't get any more than that. And it's, I don't quite understand this part, but it's expanding in size in the last minutes as it heads for shore, and not by a little. I mean, they're talking about double. That's big. It's already big. And then doubling that? Wow. I'm afraid to even see, and I know everybody else is too. And you just don't want to be in Florida if you could avoid it right now. But they went way south, and they got a room, and they're in the room waiting to find out what they might have left. And actually, one of them, my brother-in-law, he got wiped out in Helene. Totally wiped out. Everything he had destroyed. So he has nothing left. And he went south, partially to help his sister, and I guess partially to get away from whatever would be endangering the lives of the family that he has there. So anyway, you cut it. It's bad. It's horrible. It's, yeah, you don't want it. Now, what can you do about it? Nothing. I mean, if you live in Florida, this is what you have. I understand climate change and so forth, and it's undoubtedly made things substantially worse. But you can sit around and talk about climate change all you want. All these people are going to be devastated. So you could blame it on anybody, which, of course, Donald is already doing, blaming it on everybody. It's everybody's fault. Of course, this is something that's actually not his fault. One of the few things in the United States that goes wrong that is not Donald Trump's fault. I mean, what could he do about it? What could he do in advance? What could he do now? What could he do later? The answer is nothing. This is not good. But it's not Donald. What is sort of interesting, however, is one of the things that Donald does attribute to everybody else as a problem, and one is it's not a problem. And two, if it were a problem, it wouldn't be the people who he's pointing to. And that's the economy. Because as of today, and I, again, there there was about a 400-point advance in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, maybe the equivalent of 500 points in the S&P 500, and everything was Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, NVIDIA, you know, the same stocks, and everything else dead in the water, just laying there. And I can tell you that the Russell 2000, which on a day like today could be up 25, 35, 45 points or more, was up like about 3. And the number of stocks advancing over declines was very tiny, just a slight improvement in advances above declines, which sort of goes along with the Russell. In other words, stocks aren't moving. But despite the fact that they're not moving and that these signs are very negative, the market's at an all-time high in the S&P 500. It's that simple. And when I say it's that simple, it really is that simple, because you got to remember that if you've got a mutual fund that's invested in the top 500 companies, well, it's going to include the 5, 6, or 7 that are driving everything, and it's an all-time high, and so your net worth is at an all-time high. It's that simple. It is. It's just clear cut. Now, what you do next is somebody else's problem. That is your problem, your advisor's problem, somebody's problem. But, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala, I mean, there's not much they can do. They've done it all. They've brought the economy and the markets to a high point at the very moment when the election is about to take place. Now, I know there are a lot of people out here who say, well, you know, there's a history of crashing in October. And there is. And the markets don't look good, although they're going up. But they're doing it in a very uncomfortable way that generally points to trouble down the line. But it's been like this for months, and it's continued to move up. And it could do it for another month. It could do it for 6 months. And then it might be in trouble. But the other side is it might come in October. And then Kamala would have quite a problem, but we will see. Let me mention here that Michael is online saying that Arizona ballots were mailed today. And that's a good point, because there are many votes that are coming in now around the country, this early voting. And these early voters are looking at records in the United States stock market and other numbers being extremely positive. And as an example, at school today, we were looking at some commodity prices. And you could see that right after COVID, commodity prices spiked straight up. Corn, soybeans, lumber. I mean, you go all over the place. Same thing. Subsequently, those prices have come all the way back down. Now, I know that the increases don't necessarily get passed on at the grocery store, because people have the higher prices in place and they think they can get away with it, and so far they have. But I can only tell you that in the commodity markets, the prices have come all the way back down to where they were before the inflation began, and as a result, what Donald is describing just doesn't exist. Not at all. Well, we've got 3 weeks and 6 days for all of this to shake out economically. And when it does, if the markets are still up here, I don't see a way that Kamala does anything except for run away with the election. Now, if the prices came down in the markets, I suspect Kamala would still do great. It would not be a problem because the people who think she's doing a terrible job, who are wrong, but who think it, well, they're going to think it anyway. And the people that think she's doing a great job, they're not going to be deterred by a couple of down days in the stock market, even if they were the beginning of something big, because they wouldn't know that they were the beginning of something big. So overall, I would say with the polls where they are, and they are strong for Kamala, very strong. More polls coming out today. Swing states, Kamala's winning. National, Kamala's winning. Everywhere, Kamala's winning, except for Missouri, of course, because, yeah, that's not possible. It's a red state, and it's just bright red, and that's the end of it. But Kamala is winning this election. It's just that simple. I know people want to hesitate to say that she's running away with it because they don't want the voters to become complacent and stay home and then kill everything by refusing to vote. So the push is on to get everybody to turn out. And yes, Michael's right. The ballots went out in Arizona. They've gone out in some other states as well. And these early ballots are only going to have good news to look at and think about as they sign their name for Kamala and send it in. Okay, so that's where all that is. But, you know, that isn't what I came to talk about today. What I came to talk about today is really something that I have talked about at length, in detail, for a long time. And I think given the news, that it's worth repeating, since nobody will believe it anyway. Nobody will believe what I'm about to say. But they ought to, and I think they will. They'll know in retrospect that it was stupid not to realize that this was true. But right now, there isn't a word you could put out here that would convince the public that what I'm going to tell you is true. They just won't believe it. They don't want to believe it. They haven't believed it up until now. They've been convinced by people like Bill Barr, for example, that the Mueller report doesn't even have any basis in reality. None. And to the extent that it does, well, then they completely give you information that's wrong. I mean, as an example, we know in the 448 pages that the Mueller report identifies it's 144 meetings between the Russians and Donald Trump's people, which were all illegal. And the Mueller report says, you know, they may be illegal, but we couldn't prosecute the president of the United States anyway. You'd have to wait for him to be out of office. And then they go on to say that this report does not exonerate the president, Donald. Does not. And yet, when the report is about to become public, Bill Barr writes up this one-page summary, and in it he says that the Mueller report has exonerated the president. It's a flat-out lie. And when I say it's a flat-out lie, it's a lie with regard to what the report says. The report says we don't exonerate the president. And Bill Barr says that the report exonerates does exonerate the president. So Donald bought a good deal on that one. And here we are, years later, and nobody believes that the Mueller report meant anything. Donald runs around yelling, Russia, Russia, Russia. It's a hoax. Kangaroo trial. They've indicted me. Now they've even tried to kill me. That's what he's saying. So there's where we are. Now back up. Because Bob Woodward is publishing a book in the next 2-3 days. And the name of the book is War. I haven't read the book because I haven't seen the book. The book isn't available. You know, if I'd have written in for it, yeah, I could have gotten a copy of the book as a review copy, but I didn't do it. And normally I'm not doing that these days. But the point is, I'll have the book in another couple of days off of my Kindle app. And I've certainly heard today what's in the book, and it's not even slightly surprising. I mean, it is so clear, understandable, straightforward, exactly what anybody should have anticipated. Woodward has found a source, and this source says that Donald had 7 conversations with Vladimir Putin in the last couple of years. That's recent. And that those conversations took part between these two people at the exact time when Donald was trying to convince Congress not to give any money to Ukraine. Now, in the first place, they had every security guru on TV this morning explaining that it's okay for a former president to talk to world leaders, but there's a whole way that this is supposed to proceed. There's supposed to be the discussion. This is whatever it is that they want to talk about. And that's pretty open. It's the right of any person that was formerly in the White House to do this. But they are then supposed to go back to the government and be completely debriefed with regard to the conversation. Now, you know that Donald has done none of that. No debriefing, no reporting, nothing. He went and talked to Putin 7 times while he was trying to influence the United States government against Ukraine. And he didn't tell anybody. And that is actually illegal. And it is illegal under what we call the Logan Act. Now, somebody would say, I know they would, well, come on. The Logan Act is some ancient law, and Donald doesn't even know what it is, so it's not his fault, and you're making a big deal out of nothing. Only problem is this. We've got tape going all the way back to John Kerry. And in these tapes, Donald warns that John Kerry is having private discussions with Iran and that these discussions are taking place in violation of the Logan Act. So somebody told Donald about it. I mean, you know, Donald doesn't know these things, but somebody told him, and Donald brought it public and was calling for John Kerry to be indicted, prosecuted under the Logan Act. Now, Donald was having conversations with Vladimir Putin. Illegal under the Logan Act if you don't report it to the government. And maybe illegal even if you do, depending on what you say. Because you're not supposed to make your own foreign policy when you're out of the White House. That is against the law. But in the case of Donald, he was certainly playing some role in trying to stop United States aid to Ukraine and hiding these conversations from the government. And somebody would say, well, was he hiding them? Well, he wasn't telling, that's for sure. So not telling is hiding when it's illegal, which it is. Okay, but it wouldn't be if you told. Now, here's the other thing. He had secret documents at this time, all during these conversations, hidden in Mar-a-Lago. Now, we know they were hidden because we know that he refused to give these documents to the government and told people in Mar-a-Lago, you're not going to find them, they're gone. Or get them out of there, put them somewhere where they won't get covered with water or whatever. Look, Donald's a crazy man. He's a dangerous person. And he's doing something with Russia that we don't understand. But what I've said all along is that we know he's working with Russia. We do. We know he is. We got it from Mueller. We've got it now from Woodward. And we've got it from the cameras in the Oval Office when Lavrov and his buddies were in the Oval Office receiving secret documents with information from Israel. And it was all illegal. All illegal what he was doing. And of course, no American journalists, but Russian journalists everywhere with photography. That's how we know about it. High-fiving in the Oval Office as the Trump people turned over our secret documents to the Russians. There's something wrong with Donald Trump. It's not new. That's his favorite thing. I heard him the other day. He said, none of this is new. Well, what does that have to do with it? If you're a murderer and you just keep murdering people all the time and they come to get you, your defense can't be, well, that's what I do. I murder people and I've been doing it all along. You know I do it. It's nothing new. No, that's not going to fly. And it is flying for Donald only because his people want to believe anything he says. Anything. He says they're killing the dogs, they're eating the dogs. Well, then they must be eating the dogs. He says, if you're in the cone of a hurricane and they declare emergency, you might get $750 and that's the end of it. Because all the rest of the money is being turned over to illegal immigrants who, by the way, are murderers, people from insane asylums. And he just goes on and on. I listened to this, which I heard it this morning, but I listened to this on the way in this afternoon. Donald's clips saying that anything over $750, you're not going to get because it's all going to go to illegal immigrants so that they can live in the lap of luxury. None of this is true, and Donald knows it, and so does everybody on Earth One. But no question, there are people on Earth Two who choose to believe that what Donald says is true, that the United States government today will not help anybody in a Republican area because all that money is going to illegal immigrants. I don't know what the numbers are as far as how many people believe it, but I can only imagine that these are enormous numbers, probably 40, 41, 42% of America on Earth 2 believe this. Over on Earth 1, people know instinctively that the United States government is not giving all of our money away to illegal immigrants. It is a ridiculous conversation. And all of this is identified and outlined in the new book by Bob Woodward, which is entitled War. It's hard to believe that our people are so ridiculous that they will buy into all of these lies. Michael writes, there are a lot of stupid people out there. They believe his lies. Michael, they do. They certainly do. They believe his lies, and his lies are dangerous and probably jeopardizing the lives of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people in these hurricane areas because the people think they can't get any help, so they don't pick up the phone or fill out the forms and do what they have to do to get assistance because they're told that they can't get it. And who knows what else they believe because of what Donald says. It is stupid, Michael. It is stupidity. And it is dangerous. And it's exactly where we are at 4:30 in the afternoon, roughly 5 hours from the beginning of this hurricane slamming into Florida. Everybody knows on the ground, that is the government officials, that FEMA is pouring millions of dollars into Florida right now. Thousands of people sent to Florida to save anybody that gets stuck there. Helicopters, land equipment, everything. Everything imaginable. They've been talking about this for days. FEMA is not only prepared, but is highly motivated to get into this region and to save people's lives. There is no reason to believe that they wouldn't, but they're telling us exactly what they're doing as they do it. They're putting people in, they're verifying it, and they're hoping that they can save lives by being organized in advance. They are, they intended to be, and they should have been. And Donald says they're doing nothing because they don't want to do anything to help a Republican state, Florida. And it's just such a lie. But see, the lie's 1,000 times worse because it's not just about a hurricane and it's not just about they're eating the dogs and it's not about accusations that, you know, money is being mishandled, or accusations that there's a desire to harm people in a different party, when Republican governors throughout that area are all saying Joe Biden is in touch with us, doing everything he can to be sure that the people are safe. I mean, that's what is being said by Republican government officials. And I'm sure that that inspires threats against these officials. You know, MAGA people who think that they have to go kill somebody if those people are speaking on behalf of half the country that is truly just America. That's all. Nothing else. But these people are furious. And they think they've found something because Donald won't let it go. And guess what? It doesn't end there. Because the reality is that you've got J.D. Vance out here doubling and tripling down on all of this. You remember, perhaps, that when Donald was in the midst of trying to stop the aid to Ukraine, and as it turns out, we now know, talking on the phone regularly to Vladimir Putin, he was telling the Russians to go do whatever the hell you want to NATO countries in Europe, because supposedly they weren't paying any money. And J.D. Vance is out here right now speaking on behalf of Donald in order to bring home the message that Donald's lies, contrary to what I've just told you, are 100% honest. And the sad part about that is that J.D. Vance is the man who has been running around the country for the past 6 years, up until the present, but just before this immediate time frame when he became the vice president, and he's been talking against Donald, calling Donald the American Hitler, and now saying, never mind. But see, there are people in this country who do have their eyes open and who know what's going on and who are casting their votes, even now, for Kamala. And the results, I'm telling you right now, they're going to be very clear. We're going to see a giant win for Kamala Harris. I mean, I feel sure of it. And I understand if it's a small win, then people will say something else, but it really doesn't matter because a small win and a large win are both a win. Now, I understand for Donald, none of it's a win because Donald's going to say that it was stolen from him. That's what he's going to say. In 27 days, that's going to be the shift in narrative that we're going to be dealing with. Everything is going to be, they rigged it. They lied. They cheated him. Donald, the victim, always the victim. And everybody else has done it to him. You know, there were days when Donald said he was the smartest man on the planet and he could do it all. But suddenly, he's the smartest man on the planet, but they're all taking everything from him. And you. Because, yeah, he's doing it for you. He's doing it for you. Hard to believe he can get those words out of his mouth, but it's all part of a pathology that is just, it's his sickness. He's a pathological liar. He doesn't know any other way. They've told him today, go out and talk about the economy. Talk about immigrants. Instead, he's just out here talking lunacy. Crazy stories that nobody with any sense would believe except for some MAGA people who somehow have been convinced that Donald knows everything and that, in fact, that he can do it all. You know, I alone can do it. Well, he alone can't do anything except for to get into a lot of trouble. He alone can do that. And he's been an excellent victim, as he says. He's been excellent at getting himself into deep trouble. And now he thinks he's going to get out of it by lying and then eventually, in 27 days, proclaiming a victory in the upcoming election. Bob Woodward has all the evidence that you could want on Donald Trump. And Trump says that he's suing Bob Woodward. But Woodward also says that Trump is many times worse than Richard Nixon. And I certainly am happy to be in the same place as Bob Woodward, because a number of years ago when we were doing the evening news on ABC, ABC 30 here, one of the first things I said about Donald was that he was 10 times worse than Richard Nixon. And then I said, no, 100 times worse than Richard Nixon. And I think the evidence is exactly there. Giving away documents to the Russians and totally destroying America's credibility with our allies around the world, to which MAGA people say, they reply by saying, who cares about those people? They're nobody. Just the last few days, Donald's out here explaining that Taiwan is nobody and should be turned over to the Chinese if necessary, and that it's probably necessary. As Donald says, Taiwan is on its own. That's incredible. It's one thing to say Ukraine is on its own, but now Taiwan is on its own. And look what this does. This only convinces everybody who relies on the United States to just get out of Dodge on this, because there's no way that you can rely on the United States government to stand up and back up their convictions and their promises when Donald Trump is part of this mess. There's just no way. If you're relying on the United States government to keep you afloat, well, you could be in serious trouble if Donald were to win. Now, I'm different than the rest of these people because, I mean, I'm saying this and I'm going to keep saying it all the way up to the election unless something changes, which I don't see it changing at all, and that is that Kamala is probably going to win this by an enormous margin. No, I feel certain of it. And I think you can read this into the electoral numbers based on what people are saying, what the polls are doing in terms of direction, and the fact that Republicans everywhere are diving out of their party and joining with Democrats to end this mess. Let's say it's only 3%. Let's say 97% of Republicans are on board with this neo-Nazi policy. Let's say it's only 3% that are willing to abandon this lunacy. But guess what? That's an enormous number. That's enough to win an election. I'm just saying. Okay, I'm also just saying this. It's a great time to think about dinner. And here in Chesterfield Valley, you can't beat Wendy's. Wendy's is at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road, and they've got great food. They've got wings. They've got smoked meat. They've got hamburgers and cheeseburgers. They've got patty melts loaded with onions. They've got salad. They've got pizza. And they've got my favorite baby back ribs and onion rings. And I guarantee you that if you eat at Wendy's and even try their iced tea, you're going to love Wendy's in Chesterfield Valley. And then, if you ever make it out to Defiance for Wendy's, you're going to find yourself at 2999 South Highway 94, and you'll realize it's the same great food, same great environment, a terrific place to eat, and that is Wendy's. Now, if you go to 4506 Hampton, you will get jewelry at great prices and, of course, including the opportunity to buy and sell coins if you're inclined that way. And this is just a great business, a great jewelry store. They've got cases filled with jewelry all the way through the store at 4506 Hampton. And they've got a really nice man there, and that is, of course, Al. Al is the owner. His son is AJ. They just got good people there. Everybody loves it. It's Jewels on Hampton. And don't forget, if your watch is broken, they'll fix your watch. And then, of course, there's the St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. The St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton is on the corner of Forsyth and Central, and they've been there for 30 years. Their suits are magnificent. You're not going to miss anything with a suit from the St. Louis Suit Company. It's not like there's going to be somebody that comes by and looks at your suit and says, oh, it's one of those cheap suits. Uh-uh. That's not how it works. These are nice suits from a great store where you can get suits and shirts and ties at $5. It's just a great place for men's clothing. That's right in Clayton. Right in Clayton. 40 years there. I'm sorry. That's my other friend. No, 30 years in Clayton. 30. 40 years is coming up. But 30 years in Clayton. St. Louis Suit Company, by the time they're done, they'll be there 40. That's coming. You'll love their clothing. You'll love, as it gets colder every night, you'll love those overcoats. I know it's sort of a weird time in the day. You wear an overcoat in the morning, you come home at night, and it's hot out. You'll make it. Just hang in there because The transition's underway. You don't want to be caught freezing your butt off. So what you're going to do is buy one of those overcoats at the St. Louis Suit Company. Now, if you're hungry for Italian food, you need Talena's. Talena's is right off of 141 and Olive, right next to the Dierbergs over there. Great Italian food at Talena's. And, of course, it's the spaghetti and meatballs for me. There's just nothing like it. Talena's spaghetti and meatballs are the very best. You can go to Italian restaurants all over St. Louis, and everybody knows that St. Louis has got great Italian restaurants, but there's nothing like Talena's. It is truly the best Italian food with a little bit of surprise here and there because Mehdi likes to have fun. He's from Iran, and he's a cook. I mean, Mehdi knows how to get everything there, all the good food that everybody would want to eat, but I promise you, the spaghetti and meatballs are the best. Go to Talena's in Creve Coeur. Okay. So we're rolling around to the end of Wednesday. And honestly, we should have debates coming. They're not. We should have a serious public discussion underway about policy, but we're not doing that. We should have a giant push to protect people from what's about to hit in Florida. And instead of the Republican Party working with Democrats to save lives, you've just got all this talk against Kamala over nothing because she's done nothing wrong. She and Joe Biden are doing everything to protect the lives of people in Florida and surrounding areas. Now, we know that Kamala called Ron DeSantis. And she called because that's what is done by the White House. They call to people in these disaster areas and they say, how can I help you? What can I do? What more can we provide? Because we're already just going wild in terms of delivering what we can to the citizens in Florida and the surrounding states. But Donald denies it. And, of course, if Donald does, then J.D. Vance does, because he doesn't want to get in trouble with his boss. And, of course, the real boss for all of this is all the way back in Russia, where all they're thinking about is how can we restore the Soviet Union? So that's where we are. Europe under fire from Vladimir Putin in the same exact way that we saw Hitler going after Czechoslovakia and Poland in 1941, 2, 39, all in there, just trying to own Europe. And then, of course, he got his best wish of all, that is Hitler, because after Pearl Harbor, he was all on board against the United States and drew us in, along with the Japanese drawing us in. And you go back and look at the history of all of this. I mean, what a sad situation. The United States was doing the exact same thing that we're seeing today from Donald, from MAGA, and from other people who are all talking about America first in the same way that Charles Lindbergh did in the days when the American First people supported Adolf Hitler. Donald says that when it's all over, that he's going to be elected and that he is going to set into motion the Unified Reich, whatever the heck that is. But it's certainly German, and it's certainly not American, and it's certainly Donald. It's just, it's what he does, it's what he's about. 7 times talking to Putin, and at the same time trying to stop aid to Ukraine. Now, Donald has correctly identified this as a violation of the Logan Act. And yeah, I can say this. Nobody in the United States is thinking about going after Donald Trump over the Logan Act. They're not going to do that. They've got better things to do. They've got better cases to bring. But Donald is violating the law. He's talking about Taiwan being on its own. It's a love for dictators. It's a love for destroying democracy. Remember, in the middle of all of this, remember that Donald has said, if you vote for him today, you'll never have to vote again. I wonder why. I wonder what he has on his mind. None of it's good. And then again, there's the $20 DJT stock, which has sort of rocketed upward from 12 to 20. So that's a big deal. Certainly not crashing anymore, which it was. It was down to 12, looked like it was headed to zero. And then all of a sudden, Elon Musk showed up. A lot of people believe today that Elon Musk is going to turn over $4, 5, 6 billion of his dollars to Donald. I don't know what kind of gift this is. It's the same question that you have to have about Donald and Vladimir Putin. What's the deal? Why are they doing this? Why would anybody want to give up such a large amount of their net worth to a flat-out loser? You know, there's a book right now. I've talked about it. The Lucky Loser. All about Donald Trump and how he's lost everything, but he somehow managed to hang around on the national stage. From his standpoint, I guess the word is fortuitous, but from the standpoint of the rest of the world, it's Humpty Dumpty. And thankfully, Joe Biden was able to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. And assuming that I'm right and that Donald Trump gets nowhere near the White House, there will be no more Humpty Dumpties. Kamala will run this thing and the country will do very well. I think that's what we have to look forward to. And as far as I'm concerned, it's a good thing. I have lots of friends talking about going to Canada, talking about going to Australia, talking about going to all these places if Donald wins. Well, in the first place, I wouldn't leave here. And the second place, I mean, I think this whole idea of you know, trying to go thousands of miles away to run away from Donald is additionally lunacy. Now, I understand he says that he'll kill people, that he'll jail people. And when they ask him on Fox, they say, Donald, so you're not really going to do this, right? They're trying to give him an out. And he says, oh, yeah, people are telling me I should. You know, that's his favorite line, too, one of them. People are telling him. Which people would those be? People are telling him. Or how about his other favorite? You'll find out all my plans in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I'll tell you everything. That's when we're going to roll it all out. I mean, it's been 2 weeks every month going back to 2016. It's always 2 weeks. Donald's going to tell you everything you want to know. But guess what? 2 weeks never comes. And instead, just more lies, more stories, more nonsense to be believed by, as Michael says, stupid people. Certainly in Florida, yes, but Arizona, where Michael is, yeah, there's a lot of stupidity out here. A willingness to believe things that are obviously true, not true, I'm sorry, that are obviously not true. And I'm getting some really nice messages. Restore to install the latest Windows update. Yeah, it's safe. I'm safe, you all. I've got 3 minutes left, and according to my warning, I've got 3 minutes. So that's all. It's all good. It's all perfect. And by the way, again, I want to bring up here with not a lot of time because I haven't got any answer to this. This is separate. This is not a Donald story. It's not an international relations story. But it is a story about one of the biggest problems facing America today, and that is these superintendents from schools all over, first the St. Louis area and then all over the country. They want out of education. That's sad. I don't understand what that's about. I mean, I know there's a lot of disrespect in our public schools between administrators and teachers and teachers and students and then parents, and it's just not good. And I guess that's probably why some of these people want to get out. But there were two more administrators in the St. Louis public schools today who were canned. None of this is looking good, either locally when it comes to just trying to educate our kids, or nationally when it comes to trying to educate our country about the real meaning of Earth One, in contrast to this insanity on Earth Two. Go watch one of the Back to the Future programs where Spielberg brilliantly, it's in the second one, the one in the middle, brilliantly identifies Biff as Donald and foresees the kind of disaster that a lot of people are very frightened about, and especially around the world today. But I'm just one that doesn't believe it. I squarely believe, and based on evidence, not just based on desire, I believe that Donald is going to be trounced in this election and Kamala will be the new president in 4 weeks, in 6 days, even though they're going to fight about it for sure. In the meantime, St. Louis Suit Company, Wendy's, Jewels on Hampton, Aunt Helena's, all for your convenience and enjoyment. This is Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen. Good night.